Let's talk to Brian Steiner, executive director of Life Happens, which is a nonprofit that, what, Brian, you help people just kind of demystify what life insurance is all about?
You nailed it, John. You know, we've been helping educate consumers on the importance of life insurance and other protection products, other insurance products that are out there. We've been doing that for 30 years, and we try to do it in relatable kind of storytelling ways to make it a little bit more digestible, because, you know, it's not a surprise that a lot of people don't like to talk about getting sick, dying, and getting hurt. But we, you know, it's not always something's, for, you know, someone's first to do in the morning, but, we try to be a relevant, relatable group that's providing really, really strong content to consumers out there.
That makes sense. We have a lot of estate planning lawyers I talk to on this show and the legal program I host on Saturdays here on WGN. And I'm always surprised, although I shouldn't be, because my estate plan isn't all the way together as it should be, how few people have kind of thought all the way through this. Is that the same thing with life insurance? Like, do we have numbers of how uninsured or underinsured people are to meet the moment when they don't want to meet it?
You know, there is a pretty substantial coverage gap in our country. You know, there's a number of people that do carry insurance that are underinsured. And then there's a lot of people that, you know, unfortunately haven't taken that step to lock in coverage for themselves. And it's one of those things we try to educate, all generations, but especially the younger group to act when they're healthier, younger, more active. You know, insurance, obviously, and when you're in good health and you're young age, you know, becomes even more affordable than when you wait. So, it's just one of those things. There's a lot of people think they have coverage through an employer, which is fantastic. And, you know, when organizations and companies offer, you know, great benefits, obviously take advantage of those. But if you make changes or, change companies or whatever it may be, you know, a lot of times those coverages don't go with you. So having something that, you know, you have as part of your own portfolio is incredibly important.
Or just make sure you know what that number is, because often a company offers you something that might get you a little of the way there, Brian, but it's not going to be a lifetime for your spouse or for your kids.
No, 100%. And, you know, there's a million, no, I'll say no. There's a number of different types of life insurance that are out there. And I think everybody, regardless of walk of life, deserves access to professional advice. So I encourage any listener to reach out to an insurance professional or a financial advisor of the like. But, you know, making sure that you have the right amount of coverage is the most important. Figuring out the type of insurance that's going to do that is secondary. It's identifying that amount. And, lifehappens.org. We have a life insurance needs calculator. It's not biased towards any company, organization, or type. It just kind of takes you through a really nice, easy, digestible, question set that helps kind of target what could be an appropriate amount of coverage. And, a lot of times people think they have, a couple hundred thousand dollars, which ultimately can change lives. But really, depending on if you're trying to cover mortgages or send kids to school or whatever it may be, typically the amounts are a little bit more significant.
For sure. We talk about long-term care insurance a lot on this program. Life insurance, we don't dive into too deeply, but I got to say, Brian, I just went through this process myself, been married 6 years, probably should have had it 6 years ago, just had a kid. So now I finally, manned up and got it, which was totally a lot easier than I thought it would be. Brian, we got about 2 minutes left. If people are facing that life insurance question, it's always term or whole. Can you just walk through one or two pros and cons of each to help people just start to kind of think about this maybe, and then go to lifehappens.org to complete the equation?
No, absolutely. And, when it comes to coverage, again, making sure that you have the right amount is the right thing to do. You know, term insurance tends to be a little bit less expensive, but it's more like renting an apartment where you have coverage for a set term of time. A whole life insurance product has a lot more investment components to it. The costs tend to be a little bit higher as far as premium goes, but it's something that's, going to be in place forever. Again, when I referenced as far as making sure you nail the coverage first and foremost, then you back into the product type of what makes sense for you. And I ultimately encourage you to work with a financial professional to help figure out what makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But locking in that insurability and coverage is definitely the most important thing.
Yeah, I got to say, I ended up going with term life insurance simply because it was simpler to understand, Brian. Like, I got it, right? I had 20 years. That got me to 60. And I was like, well, at that point, my 401k and IRAs can be used. So, okay, there you go.
Yep. And depending what people's, you know, needs are and what they're, if there's, you know, again, having coverage for a certain amount of time for a lot of people makes a ton of sense. You know, whether there's things from, again, a whole life insurance product, too, has a lot of investment components to it, which can be supplemental to complement people's 401ks or IRAs or whatever it may be. So they both have a place, but always encouraging people to work with an insurance professional or financial advisor to help navigate that, to simplify it. But ultimately, a ton of great resources at lifehappens.org. Unbiased, we don't lean towards any specific company or organization. And, you know, we try to make it easy, digestible, and lay it out there for consumers of all walks of life.
Lifehappens.org. It's a great website. I was tinkering with it earlier. Really did explain the life insurance, the disability insurance, which isn't talked about enough, long-term care insurance, annuities too. A lot going on, Brian. We'll have to bring you back again, okay?
No, greatly appreciate it. I thank you for the chance to chat, and you all have a great rest of the day.
Absolutely. That's Brian Steiner, lifehappens.org.